local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Welcome to the month of May, May 1st. It's NSYNC Day. Very exciting.
Yes.
We've got a special tribute coming up here at 525.
yeah, we do.
Requested by yours truly. But Joe and Austin with you, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. We start off with today's top three stories. Chaotic scenes all over the country continuing this week with pro-Palestinian protests and gravitating more towards some chaotic scenes. UCLA canceling classes after a violent night between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrations clashing. Columbia University had nearly 300 protesters arrested as they were being cleared off the grounds there. And the latest one at the University of Wisconsin, where four police officers were said to be hurt and 12 arrested.
Let's remember what they did. They beheaded babies. They raped girls. They burned people alive. They shot people point blank just for one simple reason. They're Jews. So if you go protest in favor of them, you support those actions.
And reaction from Senator Rick Scott there. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will attack the southern Gaza city of Rafah with or without a ceasefire deal. Netanyahu says it's out of the question that Israel would halt the war against Hamas before achieving its goals. And along those lines, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the area holding a news conference today saying the time is now for the ceasefire in Gaza. He met with Israeli leaders. He does say that the ball is in Hamas's court to agree to Israel's deal and to compromise. He has labeled it a very strong proposal that is on the table. That's a look at our top three stories here. Austin, we did get a text here just a moment ago that on I-110 going north just before Fairfield, there is a box of clothes in the middle there. So some people might be wanting to swerve out of the way. So use some extra caution there.
Yeah, absolutely. Be on the lookout for that. Let's see. Also, we do have some backups, rather minor, at the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway. Let's see. Also, a little bit on Scenic Highway still if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road. Still a little bit on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. Speaking of Pine Forest, you know, we typically have some issues there, but if you're thinking, you know, to yourself, gee willikers, I hope it doesn't get worse, you are in for a tough break. We do have an accident report traveling northbound towards I-10 on Pine Forest, and then we've got some traveling southbound on Pine Forest, as we often do, coming from 9 Mile Road and trying to get onto I-10, so it's a pretty rough gig over there. Speaking of 9 Mile, if you are traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest, we've got some backups developing on that road, so that's just an unflattering area from head to toe at the moment. Beyond that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and passing Hurlburt Field, but then a bit more as you pass Windhaven Beach and approach Highway 87, we do have an accident report in that area as well that could be causing some minor backups. And then the last major spot is if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, just past Avalon Boulevard. And I forgot to say this at the start. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs.
Tonight, the weather will be mostly clear with overnight lows in the 60s. Over the next several days, it's likely going to be dry. It'll be mainly mostly sunny and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85. So after some heavy rain on Tuesday, we're back into a dry weather pattern. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking here at some more local headlines today. The subject of the large manhunt in the Century area this week is now in custody. That's 41-year-old Christopher Pace. He was captured this morning hiding in the woods near Century. He had been wanted on arson, trespassing, and resisting arrest charges. Shooting last night is being investigated as a possible relation to the triple shooting over the weekend. That reporting from Channel 3, it happened at Topaz and Emerald Avenues. The sheriff's office says the victim was found dead with a gunshot wound at around 8:30 last night. According to Sade Ray's report here, the sheriff says that not ruling anything out, but because of the timing, they do want to see if it's related to that shooting. Also looks like that the victim here, in this case, a man in his mid-30s, was dropped off by somebody, and then he was rushed and shot. So the nature of that would probably lead investigators to think that it could be related. So wait for more information on that. If you have any information, by the way, you're asked to encourage encouraged to reach out to the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Always a project happening at the Pensacola International Airport. That today from Airport Director Matt Coughlin.
It's going to be paid. It's going to have revenue control equipment. So we're going to be adding 450 stalls over there. And that should, you know, that'll buy us some time. So the thing about airports is it's just a constant project. It's one project or another. And it's to meet that demand. So.
Yeah, so there's expanding the parking capacity now, which has been a top story at the airport this year. The new lot is located at the former grass lot on Tippin Avenue. Coughlin also talked about the terminal expansion project still in the design phase through the most recent round of applications for federal funding. The airport project was not selected, though he says there's a good chance they just weren't far enough along in the project to meet the requirements yet. We'll take a break there at 5:18. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Pep Talk. What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Excuses are destroying your success. Luke 14 records the devastating effects of being an excuse maker. One man said that he couldn't attend the master's supper because he had to prove oxen, while another said he had purchased land that he must go see. Yet a third man had just married a wife and therefore he couldn't attend. Their excuses were cloaked in half-truths, nonsense, and self-will. As a result, the master invited the poor, halt, lame, and blind to his dinner. The self-willed people rejected the supper, but the desperate-hearted people received the supper. In the seats of the original invitees sat poor, halt, lame, and blind. If excuse makers don't want to enjoy the benefits that God provides, someone else will. You can choose your excuses, but you don't get to choose the consequences. So beware of being an excuse maker.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
The Pensacola State College Charter Academy is looking for 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade students that would like to earn their high school diploma and their associate's degree simultaneously for free. Students will experience a rigorous curriculum and career exploration that will prepare them for their next step in life and will have access to state-of-the-art technology. And everything is free. Free books, tuition, fees, and a free laptop. Visit charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu for more.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
How long is this song?
With where I started it, it's got about a minute and 45.
How long is the song in its entirety?
Just over 3 minutes.
All right, so let's just play this twice all the way through to just take us to 5:30. How's that sound?
I'm sure that sounds great to you. It doesn't sound great to me or our bosses, I don't believe.
Yeah, well.
So listen to the very outdated beats as they drift away.
Oh, gosh. Yes. That's good stuff right there, man. I don't know who you are.
That was a peak era. Yeah.
That's right. 525, another check of the roads and weather, unfortunately, since we can't just play that.
Yeah. I hate to soil your vibe with our jobs here. Let's see. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, we have an accident there still causing some pretty heavy backups. Same can be said if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest coming from 9 Mile Road and approaching that same area, so be on the lookout for that. I-10 traveling westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard, still dealing with some backups in that area there. And there's going to be minor congestion that reaches beyond that point as well. Scenic Highway dealing with some pretty heavy congestion if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road. It hasn't worsened, but it certainly hasn't gotten better. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway has seemingly cleared out. We may have a little bit of issues if you are traveling eastbound coming from Gulf Breeze High School, but outside of that, nothing too crazy there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, and then a bit more as you pass Windhaven Beach and approach Highway 87. We had a car accident there that's still causing some minor issues, I believe. Outside of that, the only spot that's going to give you some problems is if you're traveling eastbound on Caroline Street, just passing Avalon Boulevard.
We are falling back into a dry weather pattern. In fact, over the next several days, it'll mainly be mostly sunny. Just a super, super low, small chance for any sort of isolated shower to pop up. Highs are going to run between 80 and 85 degrees, and overnight lows will be down in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
I love the Alan Strum remix that we got.
Well, listen, our computers are so old. You know, we got the floppy disks. You remember? You don't remember those? I don't think.
I've never used one. I'm familiar with what they are, though.
Yeah. So if you have more than one window open, you're going to have that. So that's what's going on there. Looking at our state headlines, Governor DeSantis reacting to reports that the Biden administration is considering admitting some Palestinians to the U.S. as refugees.
To take people from that part of the world and import those blood feuds to this country, that is not in your interest or your family's interest.
He says importing refugees from Gaza would only worsen problems with protests continuing on the streets and college campuses.
And growing meat in a lab will soon be a crime in Florida, thanks to Governor DeSantis. He signed a measure banning the manufacture, sell, and distribution of cultivated meat. He says that Florida is fighting back against what he called the global elite's plan to force the world to eat meat grown in a petri dish or bugs to achieve their authoritarian goals.
Florida's at the bottom of a national list when it comes to teacher pay. The largest teachers union in the country, the National Education Association, ranks Florida in 50th place, showing the average educator making just over $53,000 during the 2022-23 school year. During Florida's last legislative session, a House bill aimed at raising the base salary for teachers to $65,000 quickly stalled out.
And there will be a record-long Gulf Red Snapper recreational fishing season again this year in Florida. Governor DeSantis announced a 103-day season this summer and fall, surpassing last year's record of just 87 days.
The entire months of June and July will be open for business. And then every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for the months of September, October, November, including extended days on Veterans Day weekend and on Thanksgiving, so that our folks can go out and enjoy this great opportunity for fishing.
The summer season runs from June 1st through July 31st. The fall season spans weekend dates in September, October, and November. Additional dates could be added later in the season.
And also Vice President Kamala Harris in Jacksonville today, as Florida's six-week abortion ban is now in effect.
And that day, we all knew what was about to come. And it happened, just as Donald Trump intended.
That day, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, Harris blaming Donald Trump for what she calls a full-on assault on reproductive freedom, blaming the conservative justice appointed by Trump, ultimately Trump there. And since then, she says more than 20 states have implemented bans. It's a look at our statewide headlines today. You know what? I don't think we did the first one, did we?
No, we did. Growing Meat in the Lab. Okay. Yeah, we
all
took
right.
care of that.
Recap of our top three stories then. A chaotic scene continuing to unfold at University of Wisconsin's campus now, with pro-Palestinian protesters hanging out there. Madison authorities say at least four police officers were injured today, 12 protesters arrested. Meanwhile, at UCLA, canceling classes today after a violent night between two groups, pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrators. Meanwhile, in New York, police finally called in to clear the grounds of Columbia University, nearly 300 arrested there. So that's a lot happening in the country there, with more and more campuses every day.
Yeah.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will attack Rafah with or without a ceasefire deal. Says it's out of the question that Israel would halt the war against Hamas before achieving its goals. Along those lines, though, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, holding a news conference after meeting with Israeli leaders today, says the time is now for a ceasefire, saying it's up to Hamas to agree to Israel's deal and compromise, which he calls a very strong proposal on the table. So look at our top three stories today. 5:30 on the nose, Fox News Update, CBS Sports Minute, and then we're and Your Money Now as well. We're back with national news, sports, health, business, and science as we press on in hour number two of Pensacola right now.
I'm John Saucier. The House of Representatives voting to pass the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act this afternoon. This measure would require the use of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism to help try and enforce federal anti-discrimination laws. 70 Democrats and 21 Republicans voted against the bill. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, he was a yes vote. He says Israel is fighting a war of necessity, but still calls for efforts to help innocent civilians who are impacted by this fighting.
We have to do everything possible to free the hostages, and at the same time make sure that we are surging humanitarian assistance into Gaza so we can help out Palestinian civilians who are in harm's way through no fault of their own.
In New York City, a large police presence has just showed up in Fordham University's campus at Lincoln Center to meet protesters there. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lots of positive financial news out of Qualcomm after today's market close. The maker of handsets and chips for smartphones topped expectations for both quarterly earnings and revenue, and it issued a bullish forecast for the current quarter, too. In response, Qualcomm shares are up 3.5% in after-hours trading. Zillow Group reported a first-quarter loss and issued a tepid forecast for the current quarter. It said a stalled housing market is weighing on first-time homebuyer demand. Shares of Zillow are sliding 6% in after-hours trading. Stocks jumped around quite a bit today in the regular session and ended mixed. The Dow Industrials rose 87 points, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite fell 17 and 52, respectively. The Seattle Mariners ownership group is adding a fairly well-known new partner. The ball club announced that Microsoft president Brad Smith and his wife Kathy have purchased a stake. The size of the stake wasn't immediately known. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. The Sixers choked away Game 2 against the Knicks, and then New York returned the favor in Game 5 when it seemed like with 30 seconds left, they were about to eliminate Philadelphia. But then Tyrese Maxey hit a four-point play followed by a miraculous three-pointer as New York gagged the game away, eventually losing in overtime. Tomorrow, Philly will try to force a Game 7, and after last night, it feels that a Game 7 is inevitable, and no one could have thought that with 30 seconds to go in Game 5. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle. You know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger. The more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. The worst looking spot right now is Scenic Highway, traveling both north and south here where Olive Road meets Scenic. We've got some pretty heavy backups in that area. Looks like we did. We had some issues going southbound for a while, but now it looks like we do have an accident a bit further south. However, it doesn't appear to be playing too big of a role in the congestion there. But either way, going both ways on Scenic Highway approaching Olive Road is going to give you some trouble at this time. Speaking of accident reports, we still have the one traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10, giving us some issues, and a little bit more evening congestion just traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10 as well, still causing some problems over there. So if you're on Pine Forest Road or Scenic Highway, those are the two main areas you're going to need to look out for. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway had some backups, but they appear to be clearing up. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway, particularly if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and a bit more further westbound if you're passing Windhaven Beach. And then Caroline Street, we did have a little bit of issues if you were traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard, but that appears to be smoothing out nicely as well.
We are falling back into a dry weather pattern. In fact, over the next several days, it'll mainly be mostly sunny. Just a super, super low, small chance for any sort of isolated shower to pop up. Highs are going to run between 80 and 85 degrees, and overnight lows will be down in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Looking at our national news now at 5:39, Arizona State Senate repealing the Civil War era abortion ban today. Two Republicans joined Democrats to get that passed. The bill now heads to the governor's desk to be signed. And with the repealing of the 1864 law, the state's 2022 law that bans abortion after 15 weeks will be reinstated.
And Texas is suing the federal government over new rules for gun sales, which forces private sellers to become licensed dealers and perform background checks.
There's a process. It's called elected representatives. They make the changes. It's not up to Joe Biden to just issue an edict through the ATF.
The rule, which was finalized last month, is seen as a way to close the so-called gun show loophole. It targets those who sell small numbers of guns in private sales in the shadows, often using social media.
Also, Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene will force a vote over whether to remove Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. She confirmed that in a visit with reporters today, though the effort seems certain to fail. We talked about this yesterday. Democratic leaders saying they would vote to protect the speaker, and of course our Congressman Matt Gaetz also indicating he would be opposed as well.
And the Biden administration is forgiving another $6 billion in student loan debt. The Department of Education announced today that it would relieve the debt of over 300,000 former students of the arts institutes. The chain of art colleges at one point had some 50 campuses across the U.S. The school's parent company sold the last of the arts institutes in 2023. The Department of Education says the company made substantial misrepresentations to prospective students about post-graduation salaries and employment. Mm.
Pretty significant news from the United Methodist Church's annual meeting. They're repealing its ban on LGBTQ clergy. They also voted to prevent local leaders from being able to punish clergy and churches for holding same-sex weddings. More votes are expected later on this week, including, possibly, a vote on removing the church's long-held stance that says, quote, "The practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching."
Lastly here, the Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation imposes significant hardship as it erodes purchasing power, especially for those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing, and transportation.
This comes as officials have expressed that they want to be more confident that inflation is coming down before cutting rates. The central bank has said its goal is to get inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have remained at their highest in more than two decades since July. Since then, the U.S. economy has held up, with some experts believing anticipated rate cuts won't come for several more months.
5:42 now, looking at sports. Austin, anything catching your eye?
Well, speaking of my eyes, that's a very good segue there, unintentionally, I know. Last hour, I said that the Braves were beating the Mariners 6-1, but now that I have taken a closer look at the score and now that the game is concluded, the Braves won 5-2. So unless there's a new rule I forget about, I don't think they lost a run.
You can subtract runs now, yes, with the pitch clock and everything else.
Yeah, just to keep the games competitive. Yeah. Braves won 5-2, though. Rays fell to the Brewers 7-1, and a brawl broke out in that game. I believe it resulted in 4 suspensions, I believe the headline said, so that's fun. Nothing like sore losing. Marlins and Rockies, that game's going to be at 5:40, so it should be starting any moment now. Let's see. In the NBA, we got a TNT doubleheader. It's the Heat at Celtics at 6:30, followed by Mavericks at Clippers at 9. Heat are down 3-1, facing elimination there. Yeah. And over in the NHL, it's an ESPN doubleheader. Golden Knights at Stars at 6:30, followed by Kings at Oilers at 9. Similarly to the Heat, the LA Kings are facing elimination, down 3-1 to Edmonton.
Excited for that Mavs-Clippers game. That's been a fun series so far.
Very much so, yeah.
Sunday's game, the Clippers were up like 31 points in the second quarter. And the Mavs actually came back, took a lead with about a minute and a half left, and then the Clippers pulled away. So that's a series is 2-2 right now. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Also, Champions League, we got the semifinals this week, the first leg of the semifinals. So yesterday, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, they tied 2-2. So Real Madrid hosts the return fixture, as they call it over in Europe, next Wednesday. Today, Borussia Dortmund beating PSG 1-0 at home in the first league, so they'll play in Paris next Tuesday, and then obviously whoever wins the two games ties will head to the Champions League final later on this month.
Hmm.
5:45, another traffic and weather update before health, business, and science notes.
Yeah, luckily there's not a lot going on, but what is going on is kind of a pain. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, had an accident there, still causing some backups. And if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10, we've just got typical evening traffic there. As mysteriously as it arrived, it has disappeared. We had congestion. This is traveling northbound towards Olive Road. It seems like it has just about cleared out. Still have the congestion, though, traveling southbound towards Olive if you're coming from basically North Davis Highway, so be on the lookout for that. Let's see. Also still have some issues at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Highway 98, especially if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel. Beyond that, it's just a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Wind Haven Beach, and I was ready to say some issues on Caroline Street, but that has seemingly cleared out. So outside of those issues, there's nothing that should hold you up for too long.
Tonight, the weather will be mostly clear with overnight lows in the 60s. Over the next several days, it's likely going to be dry. It'll be mainly mostly sunny, and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85. So after some heavy rain on Tuesday, we're back into a dry weather pattern. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, a new update today to a national task force guidance for breast cancer screenings. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is now recommending women between the ages 40 to 74 get a mammogram every other year. Previous guidelines made in 2016 said biennial mammograms should start by age 50, and the decision for women in their 40s was at their discretion.
And Twitch is rolling out its new video discovery feed to all users. The TikTok-like feed from Amazon, which launched on a limited basis last year, is accessed through a tab within the Twitch iOS and Android apps. It allows users to discover new streamers by scrolling through short video bites from live feeds.
Today is National Heatstroke Prevention Day. The leading cause of non-crash vehicle-related death for kids is heatstroke from being left in a hot car.
Children have a lesser ability to regulate their thermoregulatory system. They're more at risk for heat stroke than adults.
And experts say that even at 60 degrees outside, a child's body temperature can rise to 107 or higher.
Golly.
Since 1990, Florida has had at least 117 child hot car deaths.
And multiple newspaper outlets are suing Microsoft and OpenAI for copyright infringement. On Tuesday, 8 newspapers owned by Auden Global Capital filed a lawsuit claiming Microsoft and OpenAI have used millions of their articles without permission to train their AI programs. The lawsuit also says that these programs, like ChatGPT and Copilot, have incorrectly attributed false reports to the newspapers, which they say tarnishes their reputation and spreads disinformation.
Looking at the box office preview, the action comedy The Fall Guy, expecting to bring in around $30 million when it debuts. The film starring Ryan Gosling as a former stuntman working on a big movie being directed by his ex. Goes wrong, though, when the star of the film goes missing and Gosling's character is sent to locate him.
Well, and speaking of, you know, high-profile actors, Joe, you asked me in the first hour, and I will ask you, if you're buying or selling this story, there's a new report that The Rock is chronically late to his various film projects, and it causes serious issues. When he was filming Red Notice back in 2020, it caused a rift with him and Ryan Reynolds, but they've apparently made up, and Red Notice 2 is in the works. Industry insiders say that he's working on a Christmas action movie called Red One, and that he can be up to 8 hours late on any given day, so you're not exactly just stopping at Starbucks on the way there. His tardiness has caused the budget to balloon by at least $50 million, allegedly. And he reportedly saves time during the shoot by peeing in water bottles and having assistants throw them out. You think The Rock's doing that? Do you think that's what he's cooking?
I 100% believe that he is peeing in water bottles and having assistants throw them out.
I do think that could be very... Because I misheard you last hour and said water balloons, like he's peeing in balloons. But no, that is believable. I just think it's rude and gross to have your assistants.
Of course it is. Yeah. But I think that is... You know, listen, he works out a ton, obviously. He is drinking goodles and noodles of water. So he's
noodles
just
and noodles, yep.
So I think he's just going all the time. He's got gallon jugs just at the ready, waiting to collect his pee. So yes, I think that is happening 100%. It is very hard for me to fathom. I mean, listen, an hour, 30 minutes, whatever, but 8 hours late is like just super intentional, completely uncalled for, completely unprofessional. I mean, but he's making a ton of money, though, and they're like, yeah, he just doesn't care, but I
mean, because as I said, there's an ego
thing. I would
thing.
Feel like we would have heard about this sooner, though, if this was like a habitual thing.
I don't know as far as like the 8 hours late thing. I don't know how often that is, if it's that extreme, but I've heard reports about him, like how he can be troublesome on set or how he can be kind of
a
diva.
It says chronically late, so.
Yeah, well, and like that show that or that film that he did, Black Adam or something, like I think he was pretty particular about how that was portrayed and the universe that was part of.
I mean, you are chronically late every day.
Yeah.
But you're like,
you're welcome for that. I read the story so I could set you up for it.
You're 5 minutes usually, but of course yesterday was a little bit different.
Yeah.
But that's what chronically late means to me. Like if something starts at 11, you're rolling up here at 11:05, 11:10.
Yeah.
8 hours is not chronically late. That's like,
that's how Andrew McKay does it.
Yes. Yeah.
Infamously.
The intro music to his show will play. Like, hey, it's the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. And Andrew is like walking into the studio. That's what's going on there. But you know what? Look, he's doing it for years. He's timed it up perfectly.
Right.
He knows exactly when to leave this house, how long it's going to take
he's
him.
He's not ruining anything or derailing anything like
it's
8 hours
late.
It's
like Gandalf. It's like, I'm never late. I arrive precisely when I mean to. That is Andrew, and apparently The Rock as well.
Yeah, totally comparable. It just sounds like he's a jerk, assuming that's true.
We're talking about The Rock.
Yes. Correct? No, not okay. Andrew. I love Andrew.
551, wacky stories, good news to wrap up hour number two next.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the change in abortion law here in Florida from 15 weeks down to 6 weeks and really analyzed this question of whether there is a right to abortion, a phraseology which a lot of people use. I don't think that's a legitimate expression, but that's what we talked about quite a bit. Also, the college protests, both in the nation and here in Florida. Red snapper season being expanded to 103 days this year. And what's going on at the airport? Talk to Matt Coughlin, the airport director. Listen to all those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see, a few things going on right now. We still got some problems on Scenic Highway if you're traveling southbound approaching Olive Road. Nothing too severe at this time, but nonetheless something to look out for. It is seemingly lessening, though. We do have some issues still on Pine Forest Road going both ways, whether it be you're traveling southbound towards I-10 or northbound towards I-10. We've got an accident report there from earlier this hour that's causing some backups. And it seems like we also have another accident report. This is just off of 9 Mile Road. This is going to be near what's this place called? Is that a Citgo? Yes, a Citgo gas station. Approaching that, that's going to be just past, why can I not read today? University Parkway. My goodness. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road, just past University Parkway, we had an accident report near there that seems to be causing some backups in that immediate vicinity. Let's see. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good. Navarre Parkway maybe has a little bit of issues if you're traveling westbound just past Windhaven Beach. Caroline Street's looking good as well. I need glasses. That's your traffic update.
Steve texting in, letting us know that Pine Forest, just under the interstate, the right lane is blocked heading northbound.
Yeah, that's that area that's been giving us trouble for basically the majority of this hour.
Yes. All right, looking at our forecast, here's Alan.
Tonight, the weather will be mostly clear with overnight lows in the 60s. Over the next several days, it's likely going to be dry. It'll be mainly mostly sunny, and high temperatures will run between 80 and 85. So after some heavy rain on Tuesday, we're back into a dry weather pattern. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:56 here. Austin, anything catching your eye in wacky stories today?
Well, a man was gardening Monday afternoon at a church in San Marcos, California, and he hit a hive with his tractor and ended up being swarmed by bees. Now, if you're anything like me, I was traumatized by a hornet as a young kid, so I'm afraid of anything that, you know, buzzes and stings people. Larson says that he ran, that's his last name, Larson says that he ran covered in bees to a 12-year-old boy and used his phone to call 911. Paramedics took him to the hospital where they gave him an IV with a mix of medications to treat swelling and counteract the venom in his system. He says he had at least 13 bee stings near his eye alone, and emergency personnel removed at least 120 stingers in total. Man, if I was a 12-year-old boy, the only reason that man would have gotten his phone from me is if I would have dropped it running away from him. That's the only reason.
Probably what happened.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, as you said, hopefully if he was, you know, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but he could have said, like, hey, drop your phone. I need it. But I'm dangerous. Run away.
Right. Right. Austin, let me know if this appeals to you in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
If the Skittles Taste the Rainbow ad campaign lives rent-free in your head, now you can live rent-free in a Skittles rainbow.
Okay.
Skittles announcing a new promotion where they're offering one person the chance to live in a tiny Manhattan apartment for free for a year. Hmm. It's not just any apartment. It is super colorful. It looks kind of like the place you could imagine a divorced middle-aged Ronald McDonald moving into.
I always think about that.
It's a tiny 353-square-foot apartment with one bathroom not far from Midtown Manhattan. Even at that size, a year of free rent is huge for this location, obviously. Mm-hmm. A building there also includes with a fitness center, roof deck, an outdoor grill, laundry room, and bike storage, all the essentials there. But 353 square feet. You can enter for a chance to win now through the 21st at skittles.com/littlesliving. Any
thoughts?
Any thoughts?
I mean,
yes, no, you're out.
No, I mean, it's cool. I guess it's just kind of random, though. I would have to look at the apartment, but as you said, or as the script said here, that is, I mean, even though it's not a huge place, that is a, I mean, free for a year, that's big for that market for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if I had nothing to lose and nothing tying me down here, I'd maybe say, yeah, why not? Let's give it a go. Let's see. There are some obvious signs of drunk driving, swerving, bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, so on and so forth. And cops in Michigan have discovered a new one this week. Someone called 911 when they saw a damaged truck at a gas station with a 20-foot tree embedded in its side, and a driver was passed out inside. When cops arrived, they woke up the 18-year-old and arrested him for OVI. Turns out he crashed into the tree, then drove around with it still embedded. Yeah, what?
Do it. Following this weekend's devastating tornado outbreak in Oklahoma, couple is in ICU with broken backs and necks, but they have their 9-year-old son to thank for being alive. Wayne and Lindy Baker, along with Branson, were driving in their truck seeking shelter when the tornado suddenly picked up the truck and tossed it. His parents couldn't move. Branson said, "Mom, Dad, please don't die. I will be back." He then ran over a mile in the dark through downed power lines and debris to get help. He went to a neighbor's house, got them to bring him back, and now a GoFundMe to help the family out is up to $23,000 in donations.